The comprehensive plan outlines the city's goals and policies. Although the plan addresses housing, the Housing Action Plan is a more detailed and expansive document with specific suggestions on how to implement the solutions. The Affordable Housing Commission received $75,000 of city funding to draft the plan a couple of years ago and worked with city officials and housing specialists to complete it. Assemblymember Norton Gregory formerly served on the Affordable Housing Commission when the plan was being developed and supported its adoption.
I feel that it's important that the CBJ take action. And one thing that we learned from this plan is that we have to make some changes in how we do business. And changes oftentimes not easy. And I think that this plan will help to guide us through that.
Assemblymember Lauren Jones was conflicted about adopting the plan. He said he recognized its significance, but there were some items that lacked clarification.
There's issues in here about whether or not a developer should do 20 or 30% of their development at low income, and then we'll give them some kind of development bonus. But it doesn't say what that development bonus is.
All of the assembly members agreed the plan was a good step forward, but some members disagreed on whether it was the right step to take. Assemblymembers Mary Becker and Debbie White worried that adopting the plan would make its recommendations binding. Becker said she'd prefer something more flexible, like a resolution, which doesn't carry as much weight. Assemblymember Jesse Keel disagreed.
You know, the comprehensive plan is explicit. It says it's aspirational. And we are not, in fact, required to do each and every little thing in the comprehensive plan. Comprehensive plan, among its implementing actions, at one point says we'll build a performing arts center. You will notice we have not yet appropriated $10-15 million for a performing arts center.
After more than an hour of discussion, the assembly agreed to draft an ordinance. If passed, it will adopt the Housing Action Plan into the already existing comprehensive plan. The ordinance will be introduced at the November 21st assembly meeting. In Juneau, I'm Lakita Chavis.